Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Recently, the American Academy of Pediatrics supported civil marriage for same-gender couples, as well as full adoption and foster care rights for all parents, regardless of sexual orientation, as the best way to guarantee benefits and security for their children. My guest is Dr. Ellen Perrin. She's a developmental behavioral pediatrician and professor of pediatrics at the Floating Hospital at Tufts Medical Center. So, Dr. Perrin, this is quite a new policy from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Please tell us about the policy and what benefits it provides to children.
Well, the basic point of the policy is to say that marriage is the social institution that has existed for a long time in most societies to provide permanence and security to children. And we have reviewed a great deal of scientific evidence that suggests that there's no reason why children whose parents happen to be gay or lesbian should be excluded from that sort of protection. And I'm talking here about legal protection, but also the social benefits of having their parents be married.
Okay, now it's also included in the policy about full adoption and foster care rights for all parents. So we're not talking civil union, we're talking full marriage, right? And so regarding foster and adoptive parents, do you think that this would make it easier for a couple to adopt or foster a child? There are so many children that need a good foster parents that, you know, it's so wonderful that this is now not precluded. Tell us about foster and adoption care.
Well, in a number of states, there are laws making it impossible for gay parents to provide foster care or to adopt children, which there's no real argument for why that should be, but nevertheless, those laws exist, and our statement, while it's focused on children's right to have their parents be married, we have also included the fact that there's no evidence or kind of logic to excluding gay and lesbian parents from fostering children when there are 44,000 or more children waiting to have good homes.
So now the research about children and whether their parents' sexual orientation affects their well-being has been coming out more and more, Dr. Perrin. Tell us about the research and the well-being of children.
Well, in writing the policy statement, we reviewed many research studies that have been written and published over the past 30 or 35 years. And there are a number of different kinds of studies that were approached in different ways with different kinds of samples and so forth. So that actually, the variation in all of the kinds of research that has been published is one of the things that gives us faith in the findings from that research, because basically all of them, with a very, very few exceptions, concludes that there is no relationship between parents' sexual orientation or gender and children's well-being. And in fact, many studies attest to the normal development of children when the child is wanted, the parents have a commitment to shared parenting, and that the parents have strong social and economic support no matter what the parents' gender and sexual orientation. So we found the scientific literature to be quite encouraging with regard to the well-being of these children.
Now, Dr. Perrin, you're a developmental behavioral pediatrician, so, you know, you work with children that are having issues and such. In your practice, are you seeing children of same-sex couples, and do you see them being just perfectly fine, well-adjusted socially?
Certainly I do. I see many children with many kinds of developmental and behavioral problems, and their parents could be single, they could be heterosexual married couples, or they could be gay or lesbian couples. My patients are come from all different family situations, and certainly all of those families have children with various developmental or behavioral problems. But I've never seen a child where I thought that the developmental problem had anything to do with whether the children, whether the parents were gay or lesbian. That just hasn't really occurred. In fact, I'm quite impressed with the fact that because gay and lesbian couples don't have children, so to speak, by accident, and really are very intentional about their parenting, have to really work hard to figure out how to have children, whether they adopt or go through the foster care system or use alternative insemination strategies or whatever they do to become parents, they have to work hard to make that work. So I've been impressed that those parents are, if anything, more committed than some of my patients who are heterosexual. Obviously not all of them, but some of them.
Well, that would be what would make most sense to me, is because they wanted a child so badly that they had to work extra hard to have one, that they would seem to be doubly committed just for the fact that this was what they put into it. Now, has this been, since it's been released, controversial? Are the AAP getting any backlash from this? And what would you like the listeners to take from this if there is backlash going on?
Well, the policy has been somewhat controversial. I would say that the overall overwhelming response has been very positive from all kinds of constituencies in all parts of the country. There certainly have been some critical comments that we've received, but overall, I think it has seemed quite reasonable to think that if a child has two loving and capable parents who choose to create a permanent bond by way of civil marriage, it surely is in the best interests of their children that our legal and social institutions allow and support them to do so. That seems to be kind of a truism that most will accept at this point.
That's good. I'm so glad to hear that. And so the children, that they're thriving in families that are stable and provide this permanent security. So really, in the situation where couples are married, is what the Academy is talking about. So civil unions, are we finding that just relationships, that sort of thing, are not the same, and that it's full on marriage that we are really promoting here?
Yes, it is marriage equality that we are supporting, that marriage is an institution which has 60. Withstood the test of time, and for most people, it's the institution, the kind of social institution that protects families and children within families. And we find no reason to make that institution that is meant to protect families and children not be available to a certain small subsegment of the population. There's no logical reason why those children who happen to have gay or lesbian parents should not be allowed to have the same permanence and security and benefits that other children have.
Absolutely. And the American Academy of Pediatrics believes there should be equal opportunity for every couple to access the economic stability and federal supports provided to married couples to raise children. And the Academy supports civil marriage for same-gender couples, as well as full adoption and foster care rights for all parents, regardless of sexual orientation, as the best way to guarantee benefits and security for their children. This is a policy release just recently, and the AAP policy statement promoting the well-being of children whose parents are gay or lesbian. And this is saying right now that the Academy is supporting same-gender civil marriage as the best way to benefit our children, and that there should be equal opportunity for every couple and for foster care and full adoption rights. This is so important, people. We have to get behind the American Academy of Pediatrics and support this as well, because it's all about our children being healthy. And that's the name of the show, Healthy Children, right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.